one who's entertaining enough and exciting enough to bring this company back to prominence and make some money for this beleaguered promotion.
And that man is James Borbath.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
Gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
If you smell what the game is playing! Well, stop changing the channel because your hero has arrived!
Pay-per-view event of all time.
Well, it's actually free. It's this week in the WBA. And it's next! To this week in the WBA, well, the exhibition season is well underway, and Oregon is the big surprise. Well, maybe not so much a surprise, but they are the only undefeated team at 4-0. Meantime, Colorado is lighting up the scoreboard, and Alaska is not lighting up their win total. All this plus the Buck Jones sweepstakes winner is the Roswell Dinos, as 10 teams were looking to acquire Buck Jones off of waivers, but it was Roswell that ended up with the point guard who maybe could be playing for that Alaska team if they manage their cap a little better, but they don't have any wins and their cap was a mess. Is there a connection? We'll explore that and a whole lot more on this week in the WBA. It's coming. It's bigger than you can imagine. It is the ultimate for the WBA fan. It's WBA TV coming to a screen near you for only $9.95 a month. You can have total access to all the WBA news that you need to know. That's the WBA TV coming soon. What up, man? This is Buck Jones, Roswell Dinos, WBA this week on your airwaves, so listen up. Like the man said, this is the WBA this week, and that was Buck Jones, who was in the news this week as 10, count 'em, 10 teams tried to claim him off the waiver wire, but thanks to a lousy record last year, the Roswell Dinos end up with Buck Jones, and Alaska, with zero wins, doesn't have him anymore. And concern in Alaska, while optimism reigns in Roswell, as Buck Jones will join that young and up-and-coming team. And the Roswell Dinos obviously were excited about getting Buck Jones, and he will actually debut on day 5 of the preseason, so check that out and see what kind of an impact Buck Jones will have on the 2-2 Roswell Dinos. 500 out of the gate for the Dinos. Walt Jackson, meantime, not coming up with the stellar numbers you would expect from a number one pick, as he has gotten in the double digits, but low double digits, and hasn't really been, well, that impressive when all is said and done. Cristobal Dasher, on the other hand, doing a great job, as he always does, for the Dinos in that lineup. And Johnny Valentine, who was acquired in the trade with Nebraska, he poured in 19 in one of their games, and he actually has looked maybe even a little better than Jackson so far for the Roswell Dinos. We'll have to wait and see when all is said and done on that. But one team that there's no question how they're playing is Oregon, as they have stormed out to a 4-0 record. And that is the best in the land. No other team undefeated thus far in the preseason. The Oregon team, the only one with a perfect record. And case in point, why? Defense wins championships? Well, apparently it also leads to undefeated records, as Oregon has the top defense in the league thus far. The team on the other end of the spectrum, Colorado, they're lighting it up. And we'll talk more about them in a little while, as they have 120 points per game so far in the preseason. They have been lighting everyone up, and they are really a story of offensive proportion. So that is it for the first segment. We'll be back with more about that Colorado team and what you can look forward to next week on the show here on the WBA This Week. It's the hottest video game to hit the scene in quite some time. It's the WBA Live, and it's coming out at the start of the season. So check it out in your video game stores and get in the action of the WBA and dominate the world. It will be available at all retail outlets for all gaming systems on the first day of the WBA season. So get out and get it. Welcome back to the WBA This Week, and I must confess, I was listening to the commercial. I have an advanced copy of WBA Live, and we can't put it down in the studio. It is something else. But even on the video game, we can't score as many points as Colorado's been scoring, as Seth, leading the league with averaging 35 points a game. Translate that to his team, they're averaging 120.8 points. Can you believe it, folks? As Colorado looks to be the offensive juggernaut of this league. It'll be interesting to see. Maybe Colorado-Oregon? You'd like to see that matchup, defense versus offense, and we will see it somewhere down the line, and it'll be a good show when it actually comes to pass. With all that being said, every team is underway, and every team is trying out stuff. So, I mean, when all said and done, this is the preseason after all, so some teams may not have it all together quite yet. And you can't take a lot of these results to heart. But when you look around the league at some of the players getting it done, Wright leading the league in field goal percentage, 90%. That's just crazy. And then offensive rebounding, you have Miami leading there with Davis pulling down 5.5 a game as well. So the Miami Extreme getting some players in the top of the league in some different categories. And looking at some not good things, Rivers turning over the ball 3.75 times for Baltimore, as well as Rice tied atop for that dubious distinction of turning the ball over the most. Meanwhile, Sacramento's Egan leads the league with 7.25 steals. The next guy in line, only 3.6. Egan just stealing the ball away. If he does that in the regular season, that'll just be crazy. And some guys who are getting some heavy minutes in the preseason. Kane getting 48 minutes a game atop the minutes played. There are a bunch of players over the 40-minute mark, but most teams aren't going to wear out their guys in the preseason. Although, it's a good test to see if they can go that long. When all is said and done, a lot of things have happened, but do they really mean anything when everything is said and done? I'm not convinced they do. It's only the preseason, folks. But one thing that has been made evident is Alaska, with their cap situation, have really had to make some harsh cuts and have provided some decent players for some other teams in the league while they have struggled at 0-4. Again, I said it's only the preseason, but I kind of figured Alaska would struggle, and indeed they have. And that's not a good thing if you're Alaska, especially when they won't even benefit from it because their first pick, they don't have it. Roswell has it, and they won't be able to cash in on a bad season with the first overall pick if they were to do as bad as they have done so far. But it's early, it's preseason, but we're underway, and that's the WBA This Week. We'll be back next week with more on what's going down in the league that matters, the WBA.